Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the fastest half hour on radio at the Good Fight Radio Show, where we learn to discern the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, light and darkness, and discover God's will for your lives. We praise God that we have the light of his word, and we can look to his word in times of confusion. Certainly, there's a lot of confusion going on in the world today with the issue with Syria and the Middle East heating up, and both the United States and Russia rattling their sabers, and you know, lots going on right now. But one of the ways that we were warned years ago, even by an ex-KGB agent, a former, you know, Soviet agent, was that Russia's ultimate goal was to destroy America from within. That's how the Roman Empire fell. It's interesting because our country, even though we have amassed incredible military power, we are struggling and we are deteriorating rapidly from within. We have this inner struggle going on, this inner war, this inner infestation disease morally, where many great civilizations in the past had fallen from within before they were destroyed from without. And it's interesting, in our nation today, we have lost our moral compass. We have just opened ourselves up to all kinds of philosophies and just opened the door wide open to evil. And it's interesting because the Bible tells us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And one of the things we do at Good Fight Radio Show, besides answering Bible questions and theological questions and what have you, is we look at the signs of the times. We're prophetic ministry or apocalyptic ministry. We also look at contemporary events and what's taking place in the state of the church and what's happening in relation to the church in the world. And recently, a former professing Christian, Miley Cyrus, very recently at the Video Music Awards by MTV, she basically horrified, you know, tens of millions of people that were watching the MTV Video Awards with her performance. And what astonished me about that is we were in the midst of making a video called Miley Cyrus, the Perverted Sex Drug or / Drug Pusher. And while that video or the VMAs were playing, we were so many minutes into it and what have you. And we were amazed that so many people were outraged. And we were actually thankful that people were actually outraged, because the spiritual pulse of this country is just about, you know, flatlined. And it's great to see some people still care about what's right, what's wrong, and the evil influence that's taking place upon the children and the direction that children are going in this world, because frankly, most people don't care anymore, and it's heartbreaking. But what's interesting about this is that we had already been dealing with her video for her song, We Can't Stop. The song We Can't Stop was voted, like, you know, the song of the summer. It was the fastest video, the video with the song We Can't Stop by Miley Cyrus, the fastest video ever to 100 million views on the Vevo platforms. And it's interesting when we think about that, because it was so huge, but many people were not revolted. In fact, it wasn't until the VMA Awards took place and Miley kind of strutted her stuff on stage with Robin Thicke that people, you know, were publicly horrified. Now, what's interesting to me there is they weren't horrified earlier, even though there was over 100 million views of the video, We Can't Stop, most of them. Why? Well, that's because young people are most of the viewers of her We Can't Stop video. Most parents, most adults were clueless as to what was actually taking place there. They were clueless as to what their kids were seeing. And many of them still are. They aren't aware that their kids are seeing these things every day. It was the parents whose jaws had, you know, hit the ground, had dropped and hit the ground. It was the parents whose eyes were bugged out, like, what is she doing? Unfortunately, many of the young people were blasé. Their eyes were just glossed over because they see this kind of behavior all the time. They've been desensitized. And folks, we need to wake up because this is the future generation of America. These are our children in many cases. And it's heartbreaking for me because Billboard magazine did a critique on Miley Cyrus's We Can't Stop long before the VMAs. And they pointed out that the video itself, even though they gave it, you know, high praise as well, they stated that it was, quote, subversive, mesmerizing, unhinged. Now, I looked up the dictionary's definition of subversive in Princeton's WorldNet Web Dictionary, and it states, quote, corruption, destroying someone or some group's honesty or loyalty, undermining moral integrity, corruption of a minor. You understand, folks? Billboard magazine was pointing out that her video, We Can't Stop, was subversive. The definition of subversive is to bring corruption, to destroy someone, to corrupt a minor. And unfortunately, Miley Cyrus has literally millions of fans. You know, I don't want to say I told you so, but I want to point out that we need to see things when they're taking place, when they're the early forms and what's going to happen with our kids. I was warning several years ago, and it probably sounded ridiculous to a lot of people, but I was warning even in the fellowship where I pastor about Hannah Montana. I said, hey, Hannah Montana seems really innocent right now, but you see what happens with the Disney handlers and where they bring Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, so many of the different stars. Their handlers are not out for the good of our children. They're out to make a lot of money. A lot of media folks that are into big business and making money, they look at our children as, they call them as mooks and midriffs. Those aren't very good terms. Those are terms they use for really dumb kids. That's how they view them, to be exploited with product placement and by getting a kind of a cult following all these kids so they can basically turn their starlets and their Disney princesses into cash cows, where they move them from Disney princess to, when they hit, you know, their later teens, they bring them into becoming the queens of the obscene and shocking with immorality and enticing young people with sensuality and sexual morality and these things that young people don't yet know how to handle or don't yet understand how to serve God with. Folks, we are in very, very horrible times. The Bible warns that the time would come when men would be lovers of self and the family would break down. It says they'd be without family love. There in 2 Timothy 3, the Greek word is estorge. Estorge means without family love, and they'd be disobedient to parents. And the Bible warns in the last days, terrible times would come and these things would follow. And Jesus said lawlessness would increase and love of many would grow cold. And it's not by accident. There's a subversion going on, to quote Billboard magazine, of Miley's performance in We Can't Stop in her video. Even more degrading was her VMA performance, for sure. You know, in the past, contributing to the delinquency of a minor was against the law. But now it seems like mainstream media delights and relishes in corrupting innocent children, and they feel like it's their evil duty to bring hundreds of millions of people down with them. But Miley Cyrus, she's just one in a long line of human train wrecks that Disney has produced. Time magazine even described Miley Cyrus's Video Music Award performance at the MTV VMAs as, quote, hair twist devil horns and a flesh-colored latex bikini. It's interesting they described it that way, because when I first saw a picture of what Miley's performance, I thought, man, it looks like she's purposely putting devil horns up there. I was warning years ago about Miley only because I felt that what was going to happen is she was going to garner millions and millions of young fans. She was claiming to be a Christian. And before you knew it, she was going to bring them into sexual promiscuity as a role model. Potentially into all kinds of evil. In fact, in this particular song, she's gone way beyond what I even expected. In fact, I felt that she would do just what Britney had done, because she was under the sway of her handlers and what have you. And I've prayed for Miley Cyrus, but I felt, with millions of kids watching, and I warned my own children about Hannah Montana and where that all may end up. For years, I've warned them as they were growing up, and they remember me warning them and talking to them about this and what have you. People have come to me and say, "Wow, I remember you were saying, watch what Hollywood does with Miley." And it's interesting, because I did not expect this, though. In her one song, We Can't Stop, she's promoting cocaine use. She's promoting the use of ecstasy. I mean, just over the weekend, a couple people died at an ecstasy rave over in New York. They had to shut down the entire rave. Other people in critical condition. I did a track called When Ecstasy Turns to Misery. You can get that track. We also have a track called The Horrors of Heroin I wrote a few months back as well. And they could be very helpful if your kids are struggling with either of these. However, Miley Cyrus is promoting these things in her songs. And of course, when her song said, talked about dancing with Molly, and many other artists promoted as well. For instance, Rihanna and other artists are promoting Molly and various drugs. And Molly's a street name for ecstasy, which is a proven deadly drug, folks. In that same song, she doesn't only promote Molly, but she says, standing in line to go to the bathroom. Then she sings, standing in line to do lines in the bathroom. Now, if any of you have a drug past or know anything about drugs and the lingo, doing lines in the bathroom is a reference to cocaine. A lot of people use ecstasy and cocaine together when they go to party or to nightclubs and what have you. And cocaine is incredibly deadly as well. And folks, these aren't, you know, fun drugs where people just have fun. Oh yeah, they're going to have some fun experiences to a degree, but that's not all there is to it, folks. I mean, there's so many children, countless children that have been born to, they're cocaine addicted children. Born with handicaps, they die young very often, go through withdrawals, people have heart attacks on cocaine, people dehydrate and their organs stop on ecstasy, all kinds of crazy things, opening oneself up to demonic forces, demonic powers, mental illness, all kinds of horrible situations. And Miley Cyrus just lied through her teeth. What do you expect from a druggie who's promoting drugs in a song, though? Drugs and sexual perversion and lying and stealing, all these things typically go together. But Miley was asked about the song, and she said, you know what? I wasn't saying Molly. That's just my accent. By the way, folks, she grew up here in California for the most part. She said it was her accent. Later on, a producer who also denied it admitted that to Rolling Stone, yeah, it's about ecstasy. Miley finally came out and said, well, if you're 10 years or younger, it's Miley. But if you're, you know, 11 and older, it's Molly, referencing ecstasy, and you'll know what it's about. Okay, so she's just promoting ecstasy, which is, by the way, illegal. That's an illegal drug for any age. But she's just promoting it to 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds then. Folks, do you realize what's going on, how far our world has gone down? You know, what kind of shape we're in right now in the same song, promoting cocaine? Well, folks, we'll be back within 30 seconds. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to The Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about Miley Cyrus's disgusting, revolting, horrid performance at the VMAs. Especially horrifying when you think that millions of young people were watching. All these young Hannah Montana fans who, you know, grew up thinking that she was a wholesome role model, herself saying that she knows she wields considerable influence on her young fans, going out there shamelessly and then just recently saying, hey, it was historic, bragging about it, saying it was a historic event. And she's, you know, basically talking about being proud to be part of it and what have you. And really heartbreaking, folks, that we've come down this far, that a young gal who has garnered millions of young fans is leading them into all kinds of sexual perversion, drugs, as I mentioned briefly in the last segment. But this is really heartbreaking. I mean, she came out with, you know, the devil horns, as Time Magazine called them, and her protruding tongue. And her tongue was protruding like I thought she was having a seizure at first, you know. Protruding tongue as though she was, a desperate dog in a hot car, or twerking her end as though she was some kind of baboon in heat. It was absolutely disgusting. I mean, she did this before millions of people, folks. She was simulating masturbation with the perverted Robin Thicke, who is on stage together, 36 years old. I mean, he's almost twice her age. He's old enough to be her father. New York Times, even the New York Times, which is quite liberal, said it looked like she was molesting Thicke. So virtually Miley Cyrus was basically dragging millions of her fans into the cesspool, and she didn't let them out until they were practically gagging for air. Even liberal, you know, comedians like Bill Maher stated that it was like a visit to the strip club. Yahoo reported that Miley, quote, made every rude, crude gesture imaginable. Another stated that he felt like he'd gotten a sexually transmitted disease by just watching the video. Actress Brooke Shields, who appeared as Miley's mother on Hannah Montana, said on the Today Show that she disapproved of what Cyrus and her handlers had done and that it was inappropriate for children. She said, quote, "I was Hannah Montana's mother. I do not approve." Well, listen to it with your own ears.
"I was Hannah Montana's mother. I don't approve. My 7-year-old, your 6-year-old, my 10-year-old, they can't watch that.
No.
Well, I'm glad that Brooke Shields said wasn't inappropriate for her children, but you know what? It's too late for millions of children who did and are now scarred for life. Hopefully it's a wake-up call to parents to not just flick on the TV set and think that everything's safe. In fact, we need to be aware as parents that in Hollywood, they're usually pushing the envelope. They're usually pushing the line. They're usually trying to get away with as much vulgarity, with as much language, with as much of their agenda as possible. They're not saying, hey, how can we make this as encouraging, as much of a blessing, as you know, wholesome, healthy, you know, use young people as healthy role models. They're not thinking that at all, folks. That's not the kind of people that are in control of Hollywood. The kind of people that are in control of Hollywood, the kind of people that want to destroy your children, want to destroy their morals, want to make them in their image. In fact, Brooke Shields says the ante keeps going up. It keeps upping. In fact, it keeps getting worse. Worse and worse. I mean, years ago it was, you know, Madonna kissing Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera in a mock lesbian wedding, and you know, Britney Spears writhing on the floor. And today we have, you know, just blatant references to cocaine and ecstasy and all kinds of sexual perversions. In fact, even Robin Thicke's performance with Miley there on stage, it wasn't just Miley's song, We Can't Stop, which basically sounds like the confession of a drug addict since she's singing about drugs. But many commented that Robin Thicke seemed like a pedophile since he was so much older than Miley, and Miley looked so young and, you know, rubbing himself and everything else. Well, it's interesting. His song that they performed together is called Blurred Lines. That shouldn't be surprising. And it's about blurred lines between right and wrong. And many view this song, even in the secular world, as a pro-rape song. And the song, I can't even discuss the content on the song, of the song. And even watching the tame version of the video was horrid. There's another version which, you know, you should not dare watch. But they state that all the girls are, you know, without anything on them. And with these men basically, and Robin Thicke leading the way, singing You're an Animal. Thicke sings I Know You Want It, which is typically, you know, that's why one of the reasons considered pro-rape. But he goes on to sing about being her pimp, being not only a pimp, but getting her blasted, slapping her, pulling her hair, and violently tearing her in two, folks. So this was a song that they were doing up there with We Can't Stop. So think about this, folks. It wasn't just the raunchy visuals. It was the content of the lyrics of both songs that are equally repulsive. In fact, Thicke was quoted when asked about his pro-rape song, Blurred Lines, that he did with Miley Cyrus at the VMAs. It was asked about it. He said, quote, "People say, hey, do you think it's degrading to women? I'm like, of course it is. What a pleasure it is to degrade a woman," end quote. Thicke also admitted, quote, "We tried to do everything that was taboo. Bestiality, because it shows a woman having simulating relations with a dog. We tried to do everything that was taboo, bestiality, drug injections, and everything that is completely derogatory towards women," end quote. The sad irony is that Miley, while she thinks she's just expressing herself, she's being used, you know, by Robin Thicke, as she's using him as well, by the Disney handlers. By the way, you know, she was handled by Disney handlers for years, and even her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, said that Satan was attacking them, and the handlers were trying to use her for her money. They weren't really concerned about her safety. But even though she's, you know, not doing Hannah Montana anymore, she's working with Hollywood Records, which is owned by Eisner, who was a CEO for many, many years of Disney. And now she's still working for basically a lot of the same group, and they basically transitioned her into a teeny bopper role model. Now she's a role model for the same teeny boppers as her shows continue to get played, but she's also a role model for those young people that she's brought into this filth who are now her age. And the sad thing is, in the video, We Can't Stop, even though she's promoting drugs and she's promoting sexual perversion, and she's showing herself in various acts with women, simulating lesbian acts and what have you in this video, is that Miley Cyrus, just like the VMA Awards, is showing herself dancing with a bunch of teddy bears as though it's for kids as well, and shows her chewing bubble gum and pulling the bubble gum out and stretching it like a little kid. So obviously they're still targeting the little kids as well as kids at her age and older young people as well. And folks, they're targeting your children. It's not just Miley Cyrus. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, the Bible says, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we have to be aware that there are satanic spirits that are using people like puppets that are pulling the strings in Hollywood, in the music industry, in every basically area of the world. And we need to be honest. We need to be aware of this. In fact, this whole philosophy is satanic. The whole philosophy of do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. It's not just the teenagers. I mean, Miley Cyrus is a product of the baby boomer generation that raised her. The baby boomers were subscribing to Crowley's Do What Thou Wilt without even knowing it. Do your own thing in the 60s, the whole counterculture hippie movement in the 1960s. If it feels good, do it. That's the whole thing, and We Can't Stop. She's basically pushing this same mindset. In fact, the lyrics in the song We Can't Stop state this: it's our party, we can do what we want. Echoing Crowley's satanic philosophy, do what thou wilt. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. And it shows her with girls and all these other situations. We can kiss who we want. It even shows her kissing a doll, a young doll in the swimming pool, I should say, licking it. We can kiss who we want. We can screw who we want, her song says. You know what? Where do they draw the line? Obviously, with Robin Thicke, it's not even at animals. Folks, this should shock us and not shock us at the same time. What do I mean? We should be horrified because this should offend our Christian scruples if we're believers, if we know Jesus. If we're not believers, if we have any sense of decency and right and wrong and a conscience in our hearts, we should say this is wrong for Miley to be leading kids into sexual perversion and into drugs. But I'll tell you what, it shouldn't shock us in this way. Jesus said these times were coming. He said it would be like the days of Lot and the end days, like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. The thing is, we need to make sure that we're right with God, that we're humble before Him, that we're seeking His face, that we're walking the straight and narrow, that we truly have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's first in our lives, that we're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that we're taking up our crosses, that we're following Him, and that we're lovingly leading our children in the way everlasting, leading them by way of example as to what it means to know Jesus, leading them in the Word of God, leading them in prayer, and nurturing them and keeping them from the filth of the Miley Cyruses of the world. Folks, this is a wake-up call. I encourage you right now, check out what your children are listening to. Look at their iPod. Find out what's going on, because you're going to see that most of the stuff, if they're not listening to Christian music, they're being infested with wicked lyrics for the most part that are brainwashing them, that are subversively mesmerizing them and turning them into little Miley clones. Folks, don't let them be cloned after Miley. Let them be recreated in the image of Jesus Christ. God bless you, folks. Thank you again for visiting us. We hope you keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your hands on the plow, and press on in Jesus. God bless you. Until next time, praise God.
You've been listening to pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.
Let's not forget that the arts are a compelling solution to teen violence. They're certainly not the cause of it.
Our schools are turning into killing fields.
Is it true that Satan is working behind the scenes in pop culture and music, influencing our families?
Why is this happening?
They're certainly not the cause of it. Not the cause of it.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll reveals rare footage that MTV and VH1 would dare not show you.
This is something that the Church of Satan is conducting on many different avenues. We're doing this through the use of what we have called aesthetic terrorism. This involves the creative use of art, music.
This unbelievable rockumentary will have you picking your jaw up off the floor.
Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, declared, "Today's satanic bands are the vehicle of choice for millions of young people. If they encourage a study of real Satanism, I'm all for them. Music can inspire people to murder or violence, can inspire them to shoot a mall full of people."
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is one of many resources offered by Pastor Joe Schimmel and Good Fight Ministries, used to equip parents, educators, pastors, and and various ministry leaders around the world with vital information needed to safeguard youth and adults alike from the overwhelming draw of society's destructive influences.
Just keep this in mind. They're playing our CDs when you're not home, in your own car. And I'm influencing your children.
Pick up your copy of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll today by visiting www.goodfight.org.
I'm glad you're influenced by us. Do you need drugs? Go home and smoke something.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is the presentation you can't afford to miss.
Listen, if you're ever going to commit a crime, you should do it now because you're still a minor.
And I'm influencing your children.